Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's a grand compromise on Beacon Hill. State lawmakers acted quickly yesterday to enact a compromise bill that would raise the state minimum wage, extend paid family leave to all workers, and create a permanent sales tax holiday. The bill is now on Governor Baker's desk. Our State House reporter, WBUR's Steve Brown, joins us now to explain all this. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So first of all, let us explain that passage of this new law means two referendum questions, one rolling back the state sales tax to 5% and another implementing paid family and medical leave will not appear on the state ballot this November. Supporters of a third ballot question to raise the minimum wage are still deciding whether to pull that question from the ballot after this legislative action. The state's highest court ruled earlier this week that a fourth question on the so-called millionaire's tax can't go before voters in November as it's unconstitutional. So, with all that as the background, Steve Brown explained why this bill is called the Grand Compromise.
Well, it's a grand compromise because it achieves many of the objectives that the stakeholders involved wanted, while avoiding the need to put those questions on the ballot that would have been more drastic than they had liked. As you say, it raises the minimum wage to $15 an hour over 5 years. Right now it's $11 an hour. It'll gradually phase out time and a half for working on Sundays and holidays. It raises somewhat the minimum wage for tipped workers, although some are concerned that the Grand Compromise doesn't raise those wages enough. It sets up a system to provide for paid family and medical leave for everyone, and it does not touch the state sales tax other than creating a permanent sales tax holiday weekend.
Steve, as I understand it, both Democrats and Republicans wanted to keep these issues from going to the voters in November. What were the risks that they would be taking if the questions were to make it onto the November ballot?
Well, people on Beacon Hill were very concerned about the sales tax rollback going before the voters. That question, which would have lowered the state sales tax from 6.25% to 5%, was polling very well and was expected to pass. It was also expected to blow a $1.2 billion hole in the state budget. Now, had the millionaire's tax remained on the ballot, that could have offset that reduction. But once the SJC ruled that that was unconstitutional, it really provided the impetus to negotiate a deal. Republicans said that the minimum wage and the paid leave questions would harm businesses, and so they decided to go with the legislative solution.
All right, what about Governor Baker? He had been asking for the so-called grand bargain on the worker and tax issues. What's he saying now?
Well, he had been holding out for that grand compromise. He's breathing somewhat easier now that there is one on his desk. He, too, was concerned about the potential massive blow to revenues. He hasn't said whether he'll sign the deal, but he did say yesterday that it fits the contours of what he'd like.
Fits the contours. Okay, what about some of the stakeholders? For example, the business community. How's it reacting? The business community, of course, involved in the negotiations as they had to agree to drop the sales tax issue, right?
Right. The Retailers Association of Massachusetts says it will back off submitting the signatures that it has collected to get the tax rollback on the ballot. But still, the association president, John Hurst, told me that his members do have some concerns.
We look at the very, very high cost of this $15 minimum wage and this new frontier of paid family and medical leave, the cost on the payrolls for these small businesses. And frankly, there's a lot of fear and a lot of anger there. And we want to find ways to mitigate it and make it less damaging for these small businesses.
And Steve, what about the grassroots organization that was behind the ballot question for the millionaire's tax? Has it signed off on this compromise?
For the most part, they have, but they do still have some reservations. I caught up with Steve Crawford of Raise Up Massachusetts.
The bill that's passed today really does help millions of families in this state. People who never get a pay raise unless the minimum wage is increased. Millions of people will now have job-guaranteed paid family leaves. But we can consider whether we want to move ahead with our ballot question that would do better for tipped workers.
So the group says that they will mull over what to do about the minimum wage referendum, and they'll decide if they'll pull the question from the ballot sometime next week.
All right, so still some questions to answer despite the so-called grand compromise.
That's for sure.
WBUR's Steve Brown is our State House reporter. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thanks, Bob.